This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
5:06 in the evening, and for our first story of the day, we're taking a look at the fire that has engulfed the Notre Dame Cathedral, which is, of course, one of the most famous, most iconic buildings in France, perhaps even the world. The fire lasted for hours, destroying the roof of the cathedral, and if you've seen the videos, you would have actually, some of them managed to capture the Gothic spire, the famous spire collapsing to the ground. It was a pretty heartbreaking sight.
And it's because Notre Dame has such historical significance. The building is 850 years old and it's a UNESCO World Heritage Landmark. Here is Dominic Thomas from CNN talking about the significance of the building and yesterday's fire.
This is a building that one of the most phenomenal, examples of Gothic architecture that was initially built, and let's not forget, by hand all the way back in the 12th century. This is a building that in the 19th century, the authorities were considering to destroy, as the whole area in front of it was inhabited, dilapidated, and it was a goal to open up the city. And Victor Hugo famously led the campaign to defend this building. It is the building that internationally, along, one could argue, with the late 19th century Eiffel Tower, every single person can recognize. Every tourist that has been to France has visited this site, either entering the cathedral or walking in the surrounding area. And the big staple that we saw collapse was part of the late 19th century restoration of this particular structure. And the French government, over the past decade or so, has invested considerably in the process of renovating these iconic sites of French culture, precisely to encourage more tourism to the French capital. And seeing this, of course, happen to Notre Dame Cathedral is absolutely devastating for people who have lived and grown up there, as indeed I did, and for all the tourists that have had the chance to visit this city.
It took about 400 firefighters to bring the fire under control, and that managed to save at least the iconic front towers of the cathedral. As for the cause of the incident, French prosecutors are still treating the blaze as an involuntary fire, and they're ruling out foul play for now.
So there are videos and photos of onlookers watching helplessly as the fire went on. And to be honest, it really was quite difficult to watch an iconic piece of history. And I mean, it survived two world wars, and here it is, suffering such damage. But we are, of course, talking about a very old building. So obviously, this isn't the first difficult time that it's had to go through. I mean, during the French Revolution, the cathedral was vandalized, the spire was dismantled, the treasures were taken, statues destroyed. So this isn't really the first moment of, I guess, change, significant change and significant damage that the cathedral is actually going through.
Yeah, though this, I think, might be the first time it's going through such a change during times of peace, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
So the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, has promised to rebuild the cathedral, pledging to launch an international fundraising scheme for the reconstruction. And individuals and groups are mobilizing to help rebuild, with hundreds of millions of euros already being pledged.
So we have billionaire François-Henri Pinault, chairman and CEO of the Kering Group, who's pledged 100 million euros, while another 200 million was pledged by Bernard Arnault's family and their company LVMH. So I think considering how iconic and important the building is to many French, to really many French people, I think that it is, there's going to be significant uptake in terms of that fundraising. But the thing about fires, and I think the reason why this was so extremely difficult, is because fire destroys, right? You don't have the original wood left to build with. You don't, there isn't anything that's going to be original that you get to work with. Instead, it's going to be rebuilt with newer materials, most likely. There's also the question of what happened with the stained glass windows. So there's a lot of damage that's part of the picture here.
Yeah, and I think when it comes to that, the question of authenticity then comes up, right?
Yeah.
Is the building still the same, even if, say, you rebuild it the same way? Some people define it as having the original, the same materials that you've managed to conserve over the many years. But I think for some other people, it might be in the spirit in which you do that restoration.
I think I would like to believe that in time to come, this fire is just going to be part of the cathedral's very long history. Mm. It's going to be a dark spot no matter what, but it is going to be looked at as just, you know, yet just another chapter. Thankfully, it's not as if the building is gone.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It has been a very emotional day for people worldwide, I think. Many people felt very affected by this, even though they're not actually in Paris, even though they're not actually French. And perhaps it is really down to the fact that the building has icon status.
Well, beyond that also, I think it's because of its closeness to Easter.
Yes.
And I think that as something that's so... As an event so remarkable for many Catholics, I think this might hurt them a bit more for it to happen so close.
Yes, definitely. But it is heartening, I think, to see that they are so dedicated to rebuilding. You know, from the very beginning, once the fire was contained, once it was over, basically, there has been a very strong message from the French government that, like, without any, you know, equivocation, without any doubt, we're rebuilding. We're committed to doing this. It's going to happen. So, yeah.
Yeah, and though a bit more cynically, it might actually give Emmanuel Macron's government a bit of a break, a bit of a breather, because he was actually about to give an address to, you know, talk about some of the concerns and protests that his government has been facing recently. For it to just happen, for this fire to just happen, I think it's.
It's a test, though.
It's a test, yeah.
Because it's not as simple as it just being a break, I guess, from the other difficulties that have come. It is still going to be a test of leadership in terms of whether or not you manage to reassure people. Because a lot of people feel that this is... have felt it in a very, very keen, very immediate way. Let us know what you think. How did you feel when you saw that image? If, like me, you kind of woke up to it, how did you feel? And what do you think of restoration works? Do you have any favorite examples that you've seen where people have managed to do it really, really well? Let us know. You can call us at 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Up next, we are going to be talking about the racial stereotypes that Asian people face while traveling. We'll be back for that. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.